This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Daily, right here on the Real Side. If you're watching us online, you can see that I've got the president up in the Oval Office. I really think it's much more important than you listening to me rant for the next 5 minutes that we listen to what the president has to say. Take a listen.
Administration is coordinating directly with communities with the largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene. Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands, clean often used surfaces, cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home. To ensure that working Americans impacted by the virus can stay home without fear of financial hardship, I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus. I will be asking Congress to take legislative action to extend this relief. Because of the economic policies that we have put into place over the last 3 years, we have the greatest economy anywhere in the world by far. Our banks and financial institutions are fully capitalized and incredibly strong. Our unemployment is at a historic low. This vast economic prosperity gives us flexibility, reserves, and resources to handle any threat that comes our way. This is not a financial crisis. This is just a temporary moment of time that we will overcome together as a nation and as a world. However, to provide extra support for American workers, families, and businesses, tonight I am announcing the following additional actions. I am instructing the Small Business Administration to exercise available authority to provide capital and liquidity to firms affected by the coronavirus. Effective immediately, the SBA will begin providing economic loans in affected states and territories. These low-interest loans will help small businesses overcome temporary economic disruptions caused by the virus. To this end, I am asking Congress to increase funding for this program by an additional $50 billion. Using emergency authority, I will be instructing the Treasury Department to defer tax payments without interest or penalties for certain individuals and businesses negatively impacted. This action will provide more than $200 billion of additional liquidity to the economy. Finally, I am calling on Congress to provide Americans with immediate payroll tax relief. Hopefully, they will consider this very strongly. We are at a critical time in the fight against the virus. We made a life-saving move with early action on China. Now we must take the same action with Europe. We will not delay. I will never hesitate to take any necessary steps to protect the lives, health, and safety of the American people. I will always put the well-being of America first. If we are vigilant and we can reduce the chance of infection, which we will significantly impede the transmission of the virus. The virus will not have a chance against us. No nation is more prepared or more resilient than the United States. We have the best economy, the most advanced health care, and the most talented doctors, scientists, and researchers anywhere in the world. We are all in this together. We must put politics aside, stop the partisanship, and unify together as one nation and one family. As history has proven time and time again, Americans always rise to the challenge and overcome adversity. Our future remains brighter than anyone can imagine. Acting with compassion and love, we will heal the sick, care for those in need, help our fellow citizens, and emerge from this challenge stronger and more unified than ever before. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you.
Perfect. That was President Trump. And listen, okay, what side of the aisle you're on or what have you, these are all things that we need to deal with on a daily and regular basis. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Horace Cooper's going to join me after the break. But first, the president was talking about some of the restrictions, some of the things he's going to do to make your life and my life safer. Now, you know, I was watching, I saw some comments on Facebook. I said, you know what? People, grow up. Just grow up. You're making me crazy. And the reason I say that is that, you know, I'm not looking for anything from the president of any significance. Okay. All right. So go move to Venezuela. I'm sure you'll get a lot more done there. You know what I'm saying? So he's put travel restrictions on as of Friday night. Nobody in or out to Europe, which is fine, or China. Restrictions in place for schools and large gatherings, which is, listen, again, even as a conservative, we don't want government all over us and in our faces. But if they know something we don't know, or they can provide the resources to keep us safe, why not? Let's start there. And then actions to help those who are affected by the virus. Right? You know, you're talking about money needed to get to these small cities and towns and what have you, and need help. And then the same thing with the actual employer. You know, making sure that you get paid for those days you're out sick. No co-pays and so on. Got a lot going on, a lot coming down. I'll ask Horace about it on the other side of the break. Joe Wilson, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude,
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do I have you one or two segments?
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me so much. And before we get rolling here, I want to bring Horace Cooper on, and Horace was originally coming on for another issue altogether, but you know what? He's smart enough and quick enough to handle this. He's a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and he's going to comment in a little while about the National Center for Public Policy. No, he's going to comment God bless America. He's got a comment on DEPA reform and how it can create some real equality and opportunity for black America. Horace, I don't know, you know, I'm sorry to throw this at you at the last second, but I don't know if you caught the president's speech a few minutes ago or not.
I was doing another radio. What did I miss?
Well, he just, again, they say he doesn't, they weren't expecting much from him. They say he's not very presidential. And he sits down and he says, look, this went faster than anyone could imagine. I'm putting travel restrictions in place as of Friday night. No more in and out of Europe or China or what have you. Restrictions in place for schools and large, very large gatherings for the moment. You know, he's going to help a lot of those that are going to be affected that won't be able to go to work for a while. I know there's a lot of businesses already that is saying work from your house. You and I both know, unless you're used to doing that, it's not. It's good, but you're not as productive as being in the office.
Oh, of course.
And killing copays. So if you have to go to the doctor, I think it's really funny that people are talking about these long waits at the doctor. I mean, during the normal course of action, if I think I have a flu or a cold or what have you, I call. Right? And they give you information on what to do. You don't always have to come in, and they give you a prescription or tell you what to do. People are inundating doctors' offices.
Well, exactly. And that's the one of the things that people should be paying attention to is this. What we need to do first and foremost is not to panic,
bingo,
not to go to the Costco and buy all the toilet paper in the world. I promise you, the CDC has shown that there is no correlation between the number of rolls of toilet paper that you have in your possession and your likelihood to either catch or be immune from coronavirus. But seriously, the kinds of behavior that occurs when there is a panic makes it much harder to manage our way through this process. People keep asking, are you getting tested? They ask the president. They ask other prominent leaders. If we overwhelm the testing protocol by getting people who are not in any way exhibiting any physical signs of having the coronavirus, we are going to make it harder for those who are, in fact, exhibiting signs from getting their tests processed. If we test people even not to the point of overwhelming the system, but even if we just test people randomly, we're going to use up the available testing kits. We have to just listen carefully, not panic. When the administration explains that we believe at the worst case this is a 2.3 or 2.5% mortality rate, and that it is likely going to be less than even half of 1% when we finally understand how many people are infected, they're not actually trying to minimize any loss of life in saying it isn't valuable, that we don't care about it. What they're trying to do is to contextualize it. As you know, and I so many in your audience know, we lose scores of Americans every year.
Yeah.
The number for so far for this season is just over 25,000. Before anyone was thinking of the coronavirus, there are some people who are in high risk categories,
yep,
and the influenza can end up not just being a terrible experience. I've had it not recently. It knocked me out. It put me on my back. And it's not something I was thrilled to go through.
Nope.
But for some people, it's much worse than that. For some people, it's the end. But we've experienced this. It is happening every year. And all that this administration has been attempting to do is help people understand there is no reason to panic and to assume that we are in a dire situation.
You know,
last thing I'll say, our medical facilities are state of the art. We are more than prepared to deal with this kind of problem.
Agreed. You know, we survived, I mean, in recent history, bird flu, swine flu, mad cow, measles, Ebola. I mean, think of all the things that we've been through in this country, and some of them much more contagious, much worse than this. And again, I'm not, you and neither you or I are trying to belittle this or demean it. You know, it's a sickness. It's terrible if you've lost somebody to it.
You just have to contextualize this.
Bingo. Just people, just breathe. Okay, just breathe for a minute. Anyway, let's get to the reason that you actually that you actually did call. I feel bad.
So
sometimes.
Before you say we turn to that, let me say.
Okay, go ahead.
I just went to a college campus to give a lecture about my upcoming book, How Donald Trump is Making Black America Great Again, and that required me to get on an airplane, go to an airport, and land at an airport, and then go to a hotel, and then go to a college campus. The only change that I have made is that I am much more careful to make sure that I count to 30 while I'm washing my hands, and I rub my nails inside my palm in the soap. That is my change that is just in an abundance of caution. But I am not personally, and I advise people, if you're not in a high-risk category, it is okay, in fact, prudent. Don't get behind on your mortgage payment. Don't run the risk of losing your job if you're not in one of these high-risk categories and you're not headed to a location where there is an elevated number of people who have been identified. If none of that applies to you, prudence says that you can behave appropriate and in a mature way. Do not panic. We're going to get through this.
Well, on that, we have to go take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about something that actually the president talked about this when he ran for office. He talked about some of the issues that he ran into and tried to build with the federal government, state government. But this is a lot bigger than that. Horace Cooper will stay with and join us after the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
There are now more than 1,100 cases in the U.S., with 33 deaths and 115,000 cases worldwide. In hard-hit Italy, all retail stores will close except food and drug stores. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The next month, the next several months, we're going to have to rely on public health measures to contain this outbreak.
Coronavirus fears fueled losses on Wall Street. It officially pushed stocks into a bear market. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
Right now, emotion is really guiding the market. Fear is gripping the investor psyche.
The Dow was down 1,465 points, the S&P down 140, and the NASDAQ down 392. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Later on, we're going to talk a little bit more about the president's speech. You know, they made fun of him about why is he trying to stimulate the economy? Why is he trying to play with the stock market? You know, the reality behind this is going to hurt a lot of small businesses for a little while. It's going to set some people back. And, yes, he needs to make sure things keep cranking along. And thank God we had such a strong economy that could take a little bit of a hit and still come back, okay? Project 21 co-chair Horace Cooper joins me, and I always appreciate his time with me. And Horace, you know, I really do. I appreciate the time you spend with me and the time that you're on the air. I just played your interview from CPAC the other night, and it was great. We had a lot of fun there as well. And you're clear, right? You're CPAC clear, I take it?
I'm completely clear, happy. Actually thinking about smoking a cigar before I turn in.
There you go. Okay, so we're gonna talk about the NEPA reform and can it create equality and opportunity for Black America? And this is a lot bigger than this, though, too. Explain what that is, because a lot of people don't even understand it.
So eyes glaze over when someone talks about NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, which almost 50 years ago was put into place as a mechanism for seeing to it before major infrastructure, a bridge, a highway, a subway tunnel, or even a pipeline, but any major infrastructure activity, that can even be a building, a school, a mall, that we check and make sure that any environmental impact is minimized, or at least that the benefits of doing this outweigh any particular impact that might occur. As a consequence of the passage of this act, the time that it is taken for infrastructure projects to occur from the time of, hey, let's do this, to the time of actually starting, in the beginning, it was only a couple of years, but it has now gone up on average to 22 years. That means that there are some that are more than double that, 40 years, and some that are not as much of that, but on average, about 22 years. And an example this is my grandmother. She passed in 1995. But before my grandmother passed, there was an announcement made of the interstate highway that was going to be expanded. And this happened in 1978, this announcement. It was shortly before she passed that that highway was finally expanded and completed. And it was consequential in its impact. The left says that it is environmental racism, and that's why we need to stop these kinds of projects from going forward, because somehow it was going to hurt my grandmother, because as a black woman, somehow having the expanded highway near her was going to be destructive or harmful in her life. Well, here's what it actually meant. New gas stations opened up in her small town. New shopping stores opened up in her small town.
Wow.
Supporting facilities. The accountants came in. The attorneys came in and opened up their shop. Other small businesses came in. A computer service came in. And when we would go to visit her when I was a kid, there was nothing to do here. In fact, you had to pick up whatever goods you wanted to take and use while you were there. They didn't have a good grocery store. Now they've got a Walmart. This has brought about dramatic improvement. And what the president is saying is, why must we wait 22 years for this? And what Project 21 is saying is, all Americans will benefit. All Americans will benefit if that new high school can come in before the first graders graduate from high school rather than after they've graduated from college and have moved away. We don't need that. We need the opposite of it. And it does something very simple. Instead of a builder and a developer having to contact the EPA, the DOD, the DOE, the DOT, OSHA, all of the myriad number of agencies to get approval, one agency is the point of contact, and it's that agency's job to contact all of the other government agencies. This is an idea the president talked about when he was running for president, and it's the kind of thing you kind of wonder, why hasn't anyone else thought about this? It's a great idea.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you and I were talking during the break, and I said, look, being a trustee of the school board, I never really understood how this worked. But when we got the bond passed and we started putting out bids and we started doing everything, you know, it was, for all intents and purposes, to even get the permits and get everything approved and the EPA and all this stuff that goes along with it was a couple of years down the road. Now, if you know anything, a very small percentage about building, about construction, it starts to rise in cost immediately. And then people say,
absolutely.
Why are you over budget? Why is this costing us more money? Why? Because it's 10 years. It's 8 to 10 years to build this puppy. So
absolutely. So remember now, the idea to do the project didn't come about because we were just, I don't know, we don't have any other things to do, let's do this. No, we wanted to widen this highway because we needed it. We wanted this bridge because we needed it. It would be more efficient. There are billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars in gains to the society if we can do environmental assessments in a efficient, effective, and a comprehensive way that doesn't require 22 years. We're not saying we're going to kill all of the animals.
Right.
We're not saying we're going to poison all the water. All we're saying is that, hey, this agency, they've got 19,000 employees. Why don't they let those employees reach out and talk to the other agencies? Why must we wait through all of that process? It's great for the economy, and as we've seen over the last 3 years, the least among us in terms of income, in terms of education, have done the best in this administration, and that means black Americans, working class people, people with lesser education, they have actually gained faster. And something like NEPA reform, where people might think, what is that? That's adding another $100+ billion in growth and opportunity, and
wow,
that means more money in your pocket, more money in your listener's pocket, and that's good for all of us.
Well, you know, God bless him. People get crazy. It's almost like the government, which how many employees you say they have? 19,000?
No. The federal government, actually, it's nearly 2 million federal employees.
Right.
But many of these agencies have 19, 20, or 20,000 at a time, and that's just their regional location.
And they can't get this thing done in less than 22 years. Horse, I promised I'd get you off at a certain time. We've hit that time. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is exactly what we were talking about. You know, when we talk about government's too big. There are too many people in government. Government slows things. This is exactly what we're talking about. Why should it take 22 years to get these projects rolling? Why? Why does it take that long? We need to get out of the way. And as Horace said, to his point, and he's right, we're not looking to kill more birds. We're not looking to wipe out more land, so to speak. We're not looking to haphazardly start building homes and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It's not how it works. But we're looking for some sanity here. I'm not joking. We're looking for some sanity here. And just like was the issue when my school district was building a high school, the dollar amounts that we put together, the way we see, because you never know how long it's going to take, ultimately. You know, you just from the day you get the approval to the day you actually open it up and kids are in that school, you don't know how long it's going to take. And you can't just sit there and say, look, I like 6 or 7 years by the time it's done. Maybe 8. Let's tack on 40%. They would never let you do that. But we could move faster if the government would move faster. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, great masterpiece. Silent, violent, living it up.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I know it's the same thing all the time. I got it. But I do it because I want to become second nature to you. I don't even want you to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom Hanks. Just over the wire. See, I almost feel weird doing this. I think I'm just going to stop. He tested positive for the coronavirus. Okay, and I'm trying to understand what the big whoop is here. This is not one of those diseases that when you get it, it's 100%, there's 100% death rate going on. It's not like it's, oh my God, I got it, you now have to make funeral arrangements. All right, is it serious? Yes, any flu is serious. Really, seriously. What does anybody know what the mortality rate is on this? Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you heard Horace and so many others in the medical world say, let's put this in perspective. Because it is not the end of the world. Could it get out of hand? Any flu can get out of hand. Let's not be crazy about it. But truly, any flu can get out of hand. And that was the other thing, too. You know, Horace brought something up. I didn't even think about saying it. But it is really, why do you get checked for something? Do you go to the doctor and say, I have no symptoms whatsoever, but check me for every flu and cold known to mankind? We don't do that. Because it doesn't make any sense. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's go to Delaney from New York. Appreciate you calling, Delaney. You there? Delaney? You there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I am.
Okay. So, you want to talk about the Harvey Weinstein verdict, which I was going to get to in the next hour, but we can do it now. It's cool. 23 years, and his attorney feels that, like, that was way too much.
I completely agree.
Okay. Why?
Reason being, I was a fashion model in the late 80s. I traveled all over the world, and I did my profession and enjoyed it very much. I will tell you, I was approached no less than a gazillion times in order to increase my career. It was called the casting couch.
Yep.
And I had the decision to go on the casting couch and continue my career or not, and my career would be over. So I just want to tell your audience that as a woman, as a past model, every single one of those women that claimed rape were not drugged. They went into that room, into that hotel room, into his office, onto his couch at will. And I think he's still a terrible man, but I do want to defend the men in this country, in the world, that if you're accused, it doesn't mean you're guilty.
That's true. I'll give you that. Just because somebody says that you did something to them doesn't mean you did. We've seen that so many times. I agree with you from a standpoint that if you just simply slept or had sex with somebody because it was going to further your career, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Okay? I think all of those women knew exactly what they were doing.
Okay. I don't know enough to push back. But I agree with you from a standpoint, again, all these women that were screaming, me too, and then led those other women into that situation, that was the thing that really made me mad. They all knew what was going on. Why haven't any of those other people been brought up on charges or at least been called out? You know what I'm saying?
Why is it all of a sudden now? I mean, they were going back to, I think, 30 years ago, and then all of a sudden they're coming out now?
Because it was in vogue or something. I said the same thing. I could not understand at all, in the least, why all of a sudden this was a big deal now. And people, they talked about this at the Oscars for years. They made fun of him. They made underlying tones to that. So, I don't know. I don't think he should be... Well, I don't think he should be the only one brought up. If they're truly going down that road, they should bring up some of the people that helped him make it happen. Anyway.
Well, I think the people in that occupation, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I believe they took advantage of the quote-unquote Me Too, which I just don't believe. I'm a woman. I have a daughter. And I just think, and I have two sons. Yeah. And the way things are today with, oh, my goodness, Kavanaugh. Oh, my God, did my heart go out to that man.
Yep.
I think these men, enough. Men should be men, you know. it's just enough what they're doing to these beautiful young boys. It is just heartbreaking.
Look, I have two sons and two daughters, and I always said the same thing. I want my daughters to be believed if they're telling the truth, and I don't want my sons to be accused, unfairly. If they do something like that, they should pay for it. But you see what's happening is women to be believed at every cost, at any cost. And even though Professor Ford has said she doesn't remember, okay, she can't now really say it was him for sure. Everybody's still saying that he is guilty and should be held accountable.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Crazy.
And I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that was absolutely ridiculous. And, sir, it was humiliating and disrespectful to women who actually were raped.
Yeah. Well,
because now they're not believed.
Yeah.
And the poor men, again, I have two sons. I can't imagine. They're older now. I can't imagine their psyche of what they would have to go through today.
Yeah.
I really have empathy for these men. They're trying to make them into women. I read today that the new fashion is for men to wear pearls. Did you see that?
No, I don't want to.
To wear pearl necklaces. Is that insane?
Oh, my God. All right, the lady, thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening, and God bless you. This is
I very, very much enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a business, and I travel all over the world, and I come home, I listen to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, the lady. Have a good
night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Yeah, and we've talked about this a million times on this show, and I've never got this. Never, ever, ever. You know what's going on in Hollywood when it comes, especially to our young kids. I mean, think about it. Hollywood, California, pedophilia is something that's on the table as now a sexual orientation. Now we have male, female, and I'm looking at an 11-year-old getting all excited. I mean, this is disgusting. And it never stops. And you know why it doesn't stop? Here we go. It's our fault. You go watch these movies. You put money in their pocket. Right? We talk about these actors that we can't stand, but we love their acting. Well, you're allowing them to live the lifestyle they're living. Every time you buy an album, buy one of their songs, buy an album, I don't even know how you do it anymore now. You buy something online or whatever of theirs. You go watch the movie, you buy the movie, you rent the movie. Don't do it. Show them that you're serious. If our founding fathers were willing to give up their life, their property, their families to save the country or to create a country that we live in now, why aren't you willing to give up a movie, give up a few movies to make a point? I've never understood that. Always beyond me. And it's the same thing, she brought up Kavanaugh. And when you think about what went down with Kavanaugh, where were our people in support of? Did we have a few out there? Yeah, but why didn't we have twice or three times as many as they had? We need to start making this, I've been saying this for years. I hope somebody steps up and does something with it, but I've been saying this for years, which is we need to make more noise than they do. We need to stop playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. We need to start playing guerrilla warfare. We need to not be afraid. Look, you don't have to be nasty in their face. Don't be them. You see what they do. But you bring it back to them. You give it back to them. You lay it out in front of them. Let them think about it. Let them see what it is that they're doing. They may not even see it. They don't agree with you. They think you're out of your mind. Doesn't matter. Once you put the words out there, once you hit them with those words, they have to deal with it. In case you missed, I was playing the president's speech at the top of the hour. And he reiterated the travel restrictions from, the travel restrictions from China. And I want you to think about something, though. It infuriates me that people get so mad about China and what we did to China. Do you know what China's done to us? Do you understand that the majority of our drugs come from China? We don't know what's in them. They don't have the same regulations we do. I have said this all the way back to when we had the earthquake in San Francisco. And it was actually cheaper to buy the steel from China, have it sent here overseas to be used to rebuild one of our bridges here in the good old U.S. of A. And ours was just because of EPA regulations. Are we out of our minds or what? So, I'm your host. God bless. We'll be back. Some of you will be back in a few minutes. Others, you can catch us online at therealside.com. Therealside.com will be back in a few minutes for some.